This is KUT. You've probably noticed it's been a hazy summer in Austin. A lot of that's because of massive clouds of dust from Africa blowing across the ocean. Another wave is passing through Texas this week. So what exactly is this stuff? To answer that, KUT's Mose Bushel says, you gotta go back around 5,000 years.
That's right. The pyramids were going up, and North Africa was a much wetter place. Lakes covered what's now the Sahara Desert, and microscopic creatures lived in them. When the lakes dried, the remnants of those creatures remained.
So this kind of whitish, powdery, chalky stuff.
Charlie Zender studies atmospheric physics at the University of California, Irvine.
And my favorite topic in the world is dirt.
He says this dirt is so fine, it's really good at traveling on the wind. And in Africa, there's also plenty of wind. So, every summer, storms kick thousands of tons of dirt into the atmosphere, where it's carried on tropical waves of air. Jason Dunyon is a research meteorologist with NOAA.
All this is happening, you could think of it as a cake layer between about 1 and 3 miles above the surface. So it's in a 2-mile-thick layer as it travels across the ocean.
Zender says, while it's up there, it helps fertilize the ocean with nutrients. Dunyon says it also stops hurricanes from forming.
You know, between the dry air, the very strong winds, and the warming that we get in these dust outbreaks, they all act to suppress the hurricane activity.
And when the dust gets here, it stops storms on land, too, and adds to our intense summer heat. But it's not all bad. The dust particles make for some nice sunsets.
The way they're shaped, they tend to scatter the sunlight more in the morning and the afternoon. So if you really want to see how that sky lights up when those Saharan dust storms are overhead, it's really that sunrise-sunset time of day that you really can appreciate it overhead.
And when they're blown to South America, Charlie Zender says the remains of those long-dead microorganisms also fertilize the Amazon rainforest.
That's right. Great Mother Africa still sort of feeds its former child, South America, with nutrients from the African desert.
That's going to happen soon. We'll say goodbye to our little piece of the Sahara as our days get shorter and the sun moves the waves of dusty wind away from us and to the south. Mose Bushel, KUT News.